I'd like to talk about something this evening that is, I'm going to have to use some illustrations from my line of work, so I beg your mercy and your long suffering in that. But I'd like to talk to us tonight about acceleration. Everybody know what acceleration is? The boys and my wife felt like that a few years ago when I was driving my little white truck to work and back, that it got me into grandpa mode before I was a grandpa. It didn't have much acceleration, and really to get it up to the speed limit was just, you know, it was time to celebrate if it got up to the speed limit. I had done okay going to work and back because I didn't have to go very fast and I was down the country roads and all, but anything over about 45, it was really straining to get much past that. So those that I just got used to it, and they thought I just slowed down with the truck. But I want us to realize how important it is to have spiritual acceleration. Then, on the other hand, if you've been around things that were designed either by the manufacturer or by a lot of modifications that has a lot of acceleration potential, if you're into that, if those kind of things, those kind of sounds and all are intriguing and captivating to you, it is a very fascinating. Some engines accelerate incredibly fast. We call it throttle response. And throttle response that's immediate, there is no lagging, and all of that, that's usually a good indication of its ability to accelerate. So over here in 3 John, we'll begin at the first verse. It says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." So the setting here is that John got a report, and the report was good. It was positive. He said, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." You know, many times in our world today, we pray, "Lord, help them to prosper in their soul like they're doing in their finances." You see what I'm talking about? But this writer here, he had got the word that there was someone that they were prospering. Their spiritual experience was accelerating. And he said, "My prayer is that thou mayest prosper and be in health, that your everyday affairs would be a blessing to you as well as your spiritual experience and your walk." Now, maybe it's our culture, maybe it's our mindset, maybe it's our appetite, maybe it's something else that we haven't thought of or don't realize that's keeping us from accelerating spiritually. So I may have told this before, but bear with us on this too. A number of years ago, one of the boys and I spent an incredible amount of time, in between other things, trying to develop something called a permanent magnet motor. So I'll just tell you that unless you're know some secrets that we weren't informed about, don't spend any time on a permanent magnet motor. Because we spent a lot of time, invested some money in it, not a lot of money. And actually, I've known another person that spent a lot of time. He works for us now. That spent quite a bit of time trying to develop a permanent magnet motor. And he had the same result. Don't work. Some of it is like, oh, well, these two magnets are so strong and there is so much force here. And when you get them close together, they want to pull together or push apart or whatever the application is. Surely there is something that will demonstrate some power here, produce some power. Well, here's something that I came to the conclusion of in trying to make it work, is we could never get it to accelerate. You know, one of the most important things about your automobile is to be able to throttle it down. You know, if you couldn't let off of the accelerator and it slowed down, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you? If you took off and the other day, there was a wire that got disconnected on my truck, and I started it up and it run about half throttle and it wouldn't idle down. And I put it in gear to go to work and the tires were spinning and I was holding the brake, and I thought, and it just happened. I mean, it died in the night and I didn't know why did it do this the first time. I started in the morning and had this problem, and I don't know if my wife heard me, but I went out of the driveway and I wasn't giving it the gas, but it was scratching the gravel. And I got to where, anyway, I found the problem. But it's a little bit alarming when you can't, things won't return to what we call idle. It won't slow down enough. And so, but what that tells me is their potential is there. The potential is there to accelerate. If I can't throttle it back, it'll never do me any good. It'll never produce anything that's effective. So spiritually speaking, if we don't have a relationship with the Lord, that's we've got to kind of keep in check a little bit, we're probably not accelerating. I want you to take that thought home with you. If we don't have to kind of check some things. I'm not talking about inspection. I'm talking about put some limitations on it. We're probably not accelerating in our walk with the Lord. We're probably not going to have much power. And we're probably not going to be in a place where we can pray, Lord, help my finances and my physical health keep up with my spiritual health. That's what John's prayer was for the folks that he was talking to here. He says, I pray that your physical health and your temporal well-being will keep up with your spirit. That, what did he see? He saw someone that was, they were accelerating in their walk with the Lord. You know how encouraging it is for a parent to see their child learning new things and learning new words and learning how to do things. And I'm just guessing, I don't know, but I'm just guessing that there's times that Brother Paul gets a call, maybe while he's at work, and his wife says something like, "You won't believe what your child just did." Well, what happened? they had put some energy and some effort into them, and maybe they climbed up on top of something. Maybe they said an entire sentence that sounded like an adult. I remember those phone calls when my boys were small. My wife called me one time and she said, well, there's some things led up to it, but she called and she said one time, the boys have the tiller hooked up to the tractor and they just went by the window of the house. One of them that was really, really small was on the tractor, steering the tractor that wouldn't run, and the other one had a chain with the hooked up to the tiller, and he went by the window of the house. My wife looked out because Rodney was a baby, I think, and she was taking care of the baby. She looked out, and here comes a tractor and a tiller with two boys around the house. You know what we had to concentrate on? We had to concentrate on throttling them down. She was worried. Many times she was worried. You know, one of the best problems you can have is have children that are inquisitive and they're wanting to learn and they're... You know what the best problem we could have in the congregation? Well, I hope that everybody don't get in each other's way with their testimonies. I wish they would just start learning how to take turns, having a Bible study. That's what I'm talking about. When you're into, I want to be pleasing to the Lord, and your spiritual walk with the Lord is accelerating, then the most important thing we can be worried about is how do we throttle this thing? If we don't have to worry about throttling it, then is there really any power there? I just want us to think about that. What does Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5? We call it the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are they, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, I watched my children hunger and thirst after natural food, after new experiences, and there were a lot of times that I felt like as a parent, I had to close the throttle down. We're not going to, you know, you're not going to use the tractor to move that rock. You need to use the wheelbarrow, you know, because they wanted to use the tractor with the front end loader because they'd figured out how to start it. So they thought they could use it. Well, Lord, help us to have that kind of appetite, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, after the things of God. You know what's going to have to happen, what will happen if we are really, this is not meant to hit anybody over the head. I just want us to realize, where are we? Are we just, what if somebody opened the throttle up on us? Now, one of the big problems you run into in my line of work is somebody says, don't have as much power as it used to have. There's a hesitation. When I step on the throttle, there's these strange popping sounds, and it feels like it slows down instead of speeds up. That's a problem. Well, what is it when we are faced with confrontation spiritually as individuals, as a congregation? What happens when we're faced with that? If we haven't really been hungering and thirsting after righteousness, if we haven't been having to, okay, I need to give somebody else some room and some time and some space and all of that, if we haven't been kind of throttling things back, what happens when we're faced with a dilemma? We open the throttle up. We need some power now. And what happens? Nothing. That's the problem. That's the problem. Nothing happens. We open the throttle and maybe it kind of coughs and sputters a little bit and there's no surge forward. I was impressed. I believe it was this past summer. Brother Ed had a message, I believe it was. And he read over here in Job, where Job was faced with losing everything. And I hadn't thought about it until just now, but Job got the word that everything was gone. And it said that Job stood up. Do you remember that? I'm looking right now. Job 1, verse 19. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. This is someone telling about the destruction of his children and their home. He says, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. So what did he do? He had something within him that wanted to face the trouble and address it straight on. And he stood up. He arose. And yet when he stood up, he realized, this is bigger than anything I can take a hold on myself. I need God's help. And he humbled himself. He tore his clothes, he shaved his head, and he got down on his face before the Lord. You know, are we willing and are we ready to stand up and face our troubles and face the confrontations that come? Is there enough in my line of work? You got to have plenty of airflow. You got to have plenty of fuel, all of those kind of things. And when you got to have a source of ignition and all those systems have to be working, do we have our tanks full? Do we have some fuel on board? You know, probably one of the wisest things I ever heard someone say is that it don't take any more to fill your tank from three quarters to full than it does from empty to a quarter on your car. So, you know, there's people that run around but with the low fuel light all on all the time, and they'll stop and put 5 gallons in and then go a little bit, and pretty soon the low fuel light. My wife don't work like that. If it gets down somewhere around a half a tank, she's ready to fill it up. How are we in our, you know, there's things that take something out of us. It takes some of the fuel. It takes some of our reserve. And maybe we face some disappointments and all those things. But are we filling it up just as soon as we can? And then, you know, I like to keep my vehicles to where somebody needs to go to Virginia. Well, let's go. Can we afford the gas? I sold a car one time like that. We'd driven it for, I don't know, a number of years, and a man came. He was wanting a car that he could take to Wisconsin. And he said, will it make it to Wisconsin? I said, have you got enough money to buy the gas? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, it'll make it then. I didn't have any reserve about the car's ability to get there if he could afford the gas. I mean, it wasn't like I just had it band-aided together. I knew it was a good car. Well, where are we? Can we open the throttle on our experience and our walk with the Lord? Can we take on a little trouble? Or are we just hanging by a thread? I've seen those vehicles come in, baling wire, coat hangers, holding tie rods on, and it's pretty scary. But I've seen people drive in that come in off the highway with a coat hanger twisted around, holding a tie rod on. All kinds of things that happen. People that carry around several gallons of water so they can keep the radiator full, you know, stop and fill the radiator up and drive a little more and fill it up a little more. Maybe you've been driving for a year or two like that. So how's our experience? How's our walk with the Lord? Do we have any real power? Do we have any fuel in the tank? Can we accelerate? I want to encourage you. When you have family worship, be prepared to share something with your spouse, with your family, both of you, all of us. When you come to service, be prepared to share something. You know what's going to, you know, if all we had to worry about was throttle and brakes, then there's a sign there's progress going on. But if what we, another place I work, I told you I was going to tell you a lot of work stuff. Another place I work, we had this old pickup with a, instead of a front bumper, it had a big piece of wood on the front. It looked like a bridge timber. It was probably 4 inches thick and as wide as the truck for a front bumper. And we used that to push broken vehicles in back when they had real bumpers on the back. And we'd get behind them with that old truck and push it around the block and shove it in the shop. You know, anytime somebody's got to come up behind us and give us a little nudge, that's a sign that we need more power. It's the opposite end of the spectrum. Those that we pushed in had a problem. We had to fix something so that we could use the throttle. It doesn't do much good if we don't produce enough that we have to throttle it. I just want us to take that home. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they'll be filled." And John said that his prayer was that they would prosper and be in health as their soul prospereth. And many times, our prayers, I'm talking about all of us here, we all have family that seem to be doing very well in this life. They have a job. They have maybe a nicer home than we have. Maybe they have a lot of this world's goods. And many times we pray, "Lord, get a hold of them. Deal with their heart. Help them, Lord, to really make their calling and election sure." But John wasn't praying that. John knew some people that were, they were really prospering. I think he knew some folks that were having to kind of throttle down just a little bit. They were just having to be conscious of overstepping their bounds and exercising for the Lord. And he said, "My prayer is that the Lord will prosper you in your temporal life like you're prospering in your spiritual life." You know, I'd like to encourage us to, I don't want us to quit our jobs or quit doing the things that make us comfortable in this life, but I'd just like for us to think about what would it take for me to really have my spiritual life in a place where I've got to think about, you know, I need to be aware that I need to give other people some room. And I want to encourage us, if you're if the enemy wants to tell you don't have a lot to share, I want to tell you, if you got something, you got something to share. You got something to share. You got something that's important, that's valuable. I just desire your prayers. I want to have a spiritual walk that has enough power to meet the hills and the roads ahead. Sometimes the devil comes along and tries to help us. You heard what I said. The devil comes along and tries to help us feel like we're tired of trying. And we're tired of making efforts and all of that. And what he's wanting us to do is suck the fuel out of our tank. He's wanting to get us to where all we can do is barely sputter along and somebody else is having to come behind us and nudge us. So I just want to challenge us here tonight. Have a spiritual experience that might need to be throttled back just a little bit. And I believe the Lord will bless us all. You pray for me.